If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning.
I just, that your jingle gets me off a little bit.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's long enough to get you there.
Thank you. Thank you. That was rude. Who could have seen that coming?
As it were, so to speak.
You tweeted this morning, just to get this right, Trump, who thinks there's a giant secret conspiracy to rig the election, believes Clinton is mentally unstable. Okay. Just so we're clear.
Hot, hello, meet the kettle.
Yeah,
tinfoil hat's on too tight.
Yeah, his. I was saying, his Pee Wee Herman strategy working flawlessly. No, you.
You are, I'm a son of a
man. You are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I've been in Ireland for the last 10 days.
I know. I was going to get to that. I saw that.
Yeah, and everybody there, nearly every single Irish person I met was just like, "What the hell? What's going on there?"
you tweeted that nearly every Irish person I met said, "So Donald Trump, what the right?"
And they wanted to have a conversation about it. I mean, you got to feel sorry for Ireland at this point. It's like one side, they've got the UK losing its mind.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all the way across the ocean on the other side, they've got us. And it's like, what the hell?
I mean, right. Every person I know that's traveled outside the United States is the same thing. That if you think we're freaked out, everyone around the world is freaked out about this.
I'm sure there are lots of countries, probably Ireland, one of them thinking, when did we become the same country?
Yeah, exactly. You also tweeted, the way he complains, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump doesn't actually understand how the electoral system works in the United States. As the president said the other day, as he was sort of chuckling, he's like, the federal government doesn't run election. What?
Right, right.
Yes.
Yeah, the federal government doesn't, that if there's any fraud, it's looked into, and that, you know, the ability to try to, you know, create fraud it's so difficult, and that it obviously, because we've had so few cases of it, it's pretty much impossible to do the kind of fraud that would actually tilt an election.
And it is fairly hilarious that he, this far from the election, he's already saying that it's rigged, right? I mean,
sure. Well, he's one of those people that's got to, you know, he's got to lower everybody's expectations so that when he loses, you know, his idiot followers can go riot in the street. He eggs them on.
Yeah.
Crooked Hillary.
Yeah. No, you know what's interesting? That's why I forget which Republican. It's hard to keep this one a day, but some prominent Republican that wrote a piece about how he must be thoroughly just, smashed to smithereens in this election. And this is a Republican. But then just saying that it absolutely has to be, because they said that's dangerous, first of all. A bunch of, you know, idiot rubes thinking that the election's been stolen. But he said that, you know, the Republican Party clearly just needs to start over. And this needs to be so thoroughly repudiated.
Brian Stelter yesterday on Reliable Sources, you know, went off on Sean Hannity not questioning Trump for making that allegation, for saying that he thinks the election is going to be rigged. Well, what gives you that impression? What evidence do you have?
Right.
You know, that's the whole thing.
The fact that you appear by every poll to about to be get your clock cleaned in historic fashion by a girl, is that?
Oh, well, then his people are saying that the polls are skewed, that the people that are asked everything, you know. I'm sorry, when your only support at this point is racist white guys without a college education,
right,
then, you know, by pretty much any calculation, you're not going to win.
Yeah. By the way, I was just telling Sean that you're absolutely right. That is the only category. This is really kind of historic. It is the only category he is still ahead in
I'll tell you what.
Whites without a college degree.
Yeah. I love the poorly educated.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah.
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 I mean, Republicans always win the whites with a college degree. And for the first time, you know, he's losing that, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for a long time I thought that Trump would win the white vote, but there's a good chance he won't even win that.
Wow.
And that's
wake
kind
up,
of
white people.
Deviation. Yeah, I mean, did you see the New York Post article by somebody that has a woman who has known Trump both as a reporter and socially, just talking about what a strange, obsessive, deranged guy he is?
Yeah.
Like things like he's so germophobic that he made this reporter and her photographer put on booties on their feet, you know, cloth booties on their shoes when they were walking around his apartment.
Wow.
And it's like, no.
Wow.
Wash his hands like 40 times a day or something?
Oh, no.
And he still can't get the orange off. It's just, yeah. Yeah, I know. It is hilarious that I can't think where this article was, but someone, a business writer that chronicled him for years just was like, I can't believe he ever built this thing as a great businessman. He is an absolute disaster as a businessman, and he always has been.
Yeah, that's in Newsweek. There's this amazing Newsweek article that traces all of his business dealings and essentially says, the only time he had any success at all in his business is when his father interceded in some way, either staked him or used connections or bailed him out.
Right.
And otherwise, he's a failure.
By the way, you tweeted, you said the extra hilarious part is that Trump will have ruined his legacy with this campaign. He'll be remembered for this, not buildings or TV. I mean, that they have talked about that obviously, like, his brand is toast now, whatever the hell was.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll probably get another TV show or start his network, as some people are thinking, with Roger Ailes heading it.
Oh,
and yes, Roger Ailes heading it with a constant stream of women for him to harass.
Oh my God! It'll be
in Ailes' contract.
Yeah, it feels like this whole house of cards is coming down. You saw this article about Ailes. Good God, he used like the Fox payroll to like run his own like. I don't even know what black sites like to smear people, like, you know, whether they were personally or professionally against him.
Yeah. Going after reporters and trying to find information about their wives, wanting to smear one of the editors at Gawker for being anti-Semitic. It's really just the repulsiveness of the whole right-wing machine is impressive, and what's more impressive is now Trump is taking that and he's turning it around to saying that no, there's not a right-wing machine that has done things like gerrymandered districts and all of this to try to rig elections. No, it's actually, you know, evil Hillary Clinton.
Crooked Hillary.
Evilness.
Yeah.
Lock her up.
I mean, the question of the hour, Rude, obviously everybody keeps saying is he going to drop out? Do you feel like that there's a chance he's going to, this is, you know, when it becomes apparent that he's going to lose in a landslide? I mean, because obviously there's a lot of these stories getting published about Republican insiders panicking and making other plans and blah, 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 right?
I at this point, I don't know what to predict anymore. You know, I mean, this is all like just some kind of bizarro version of an American election. I mean, that's the reason why around the world, everybody is saying, okay, you know, you guys have all the nukes, and that makes us a little edgy here,
right?
I don't know. I frankly, at this point, I think Republicans were so late into it that Republicans are probably thinking, no, man, you're staying in, you're running. I don't care if you're dead, we're going to run your corpse.
Weekend at Donnie's. Yeah, I mean, particularly when you have a guy going, well, we have nukes. Why can't we use them? Why? What's the point of making them if we're not going to use them?
I want to use them now.
I think he misses the whole point. That's the point of making them, is so we never have to use them, right?
Well, he did later say, I would be the last person to use nukes.
Of course.
And I'm like, well, if you're the last person, then that means you're probably not going to get a chance to use them. But...
yes.
You know, he just doesn't even think through his walking things back.
Yeah,
there's no logic to any of it. The whole thing about you know, we're gonna make Japan and Korea pay for our troops to be there. We shouldn't have to pay for it. And you just want to look at him and go, no, we're not keeping these areas stable because it's good for Japan. We're doing it because it's good for us.
Right. Right.
We're not their hired merc.
Somebody, a foreign policy expert, said he misunderstands that alliances are, they're not for profit. That's not that's not what they are. Like, yeah, it just...
I can make a better deal.
My God,
or,
stunning.
Or, you know, or Barry McCaffrey, General Barry McCaffrey was, you know, four-star general under both Bush Sr. and Clinton, wrote in the Seattle Times today and said treaties are law. You can't just go in there and say that we're approved by the Senate. You cannot just go in there and say, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, you know the funny thing? I've said Friday, I think this election's going to make me stroke out. but I just...
Shmady.
I can't even... The fact that we have to keep talking about... He is just such an obvious liar, ignoramus, know-nothing. Like, the fact that we have to honestly debate things that he clearly... He doesn't know anything about anything. It's almost like, how do you even discuss it anymore,
he
right?
He thinks everything is a
right.
show.
And you know what's funny is the thing that I thought was going to be the worst part of this election... is hearing endlessly about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope, she's disappeared for a while.
Oh, my God.
Going around the country making speeches and campaigning like a regular human being.
And this has come to this. Here is Donald Trump. Take a listen.
I think that the people of this country don't want somebody that's going to short circuit up here.
Huh?
In one way, she's a monster. Okay?
So let's review. She's been called Lucifer, the C word, and now a monster. Okay,
she's a monster. He even said, "Oh, she's a terrible human being." Hmm. And it's just like, dude, you know, I'm not really sure. How is that? First of all, what exactly are you saying? She's a monster. How is she a monster?
Yeah.
She's a monster because. I mean, the worst thing they say about Benghazi is that that when they were at an event where there was a mourning mother, she said briefly, you know, oh, it was a videotape, which she denies that she said.
Right.
And, you know, you have Giuliani on there comparing that, saying that was worse than Trump publicly at rallies disparaging the Khan family. For speaking out against him because of his anti-Muslim stance.
Yeah. It was partially the video. How many times can we say this? There's been 9 Benghazi investigations. Exactly. Like, you're right. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't have to be just one thing or the other. Sometimes it's a combination.
Right. Anyway.
There's a kind of fun meme going around Facebook right now, which is that if Hillary Clinton is a criminal and corrupt, she must be the greatest criminal in history.
Yes, she's a criminal mastermind. That's for
sure. Because of all you know, there's been... hundreds of millions of dollars spent on investigations of her, and it's come up with nothing.
Yeah, he's at the scene in the movie where you run out of bullets and you just throw the gun. He's just monster, boo!
Yeah, and if she is that good of a villain, then we'd better all vote for her, or she's going to have us all killed.
Yes, apparently. All right, rudeness, great rude stuff. Welcome home. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
All right, there he goes.